It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey, here we go, podcast time.
Hey, podcast time.
Hey, it's a podcast time, and a stupid microphone. Stupid.
Kick its ass.
Come on, kick your ass, microphone. Don't son of a bitch. Anyway, it is almost the weekend. Friday is my... Actually, is Friday your favorite day or Saturday? When it comes to the weekend.
I think... Well, it's different for us because we get off a little bit earlier than most normal people that work the 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I like Friday because, man, when we're done with the show and I'm done with my show, dude, I got 2 days.
That's, I will agree with you. It is Saturday's, it's good. It's still fun, yeah. But it still leads into Sunday. And if I ruin Sunday because I went too ham on Saturday,
right,
it's like, ugh. And then Sunday you go, you almost like can't even enjoy the day before you go to work on Monday.
I think the best routine, or if it is a routine, God, that's terrible to say. That sounds like alcoholism, but.
Controlled alcoholism.
If you're going to go ham, you got to do it on Friday. Do it on Friday, recover a little bit, and then by Saturday night, you're kind of feeling pretty good again.
You're ready to go again.
Right.
You brought up a good point, is our schedule. So barring any other kind of live broadcast or anything like that, mm-hmm. I'm in here at 5:30. Mm-hmm. I'm done. If I don't take lunch, I'm done by 1:30. I'm done by 1:30 on Friday.
Yeah.
That's like an extra day for the weekend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can still go out summertime. Cripes.
You're out fishing. You're out maybe golfing.
I can do that until 10:30 at night before the sun goes down. Winter's a little bit different, but it is. I for me, Fridays are better because it does give me, if I am going to go ham, I do it Friday. Mm-hmm. I very rarely go ham now on Saturdays.
Right.
Because Sundays, I'm like, no, you know what? I'm going to get up nice and early. Yep. I'm going to have the full day. That way I can truly enjoy the day instead of waking up at like noon. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, I got to go to bed in 8 hours because I've worked the next day.
Right. It sucks. All right, here's the next question. We'll go to the next level.
Yeah.
What's better to take off? Friday mm-hmm. or Monday?
Friday.
You take Friday off?
You know what? Mondays, that whole thing like, somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah.
I'm used to it now. As an adult, you should just be aware of Monday sucking, all right? Mm-hmm. It's the day after the weekend. Now, days are all relative because some people have Sunday, Mondays off. Some people have Monday, Tuesdays off. It mm-hmm. all changes. Most people, you know, they have the Monday through Friday work schedule, so you have Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. However, if I'm going to take a day off, though, it's going to be Friday. Because if I take a Monday off, well, that just makes Tuesday into the new Monday, if that makes sense. You know what
true.
I mean?
That's a
Friday,
good point.
I think that mentality, and again, it's all relative. You think of it the way you do. Because mm-hmm. some people may have Tuesday, Wednesday days off, so Monday they'll, like, oh, I'm going to do a 3-day week and I'll take Monday off. Uh-huh. Either way.
I think I'm going to agree with you under certain circumstances.
Yeah.
It depends on who's playing football Sunday night. If it's a team that I really like and really want to watch, mm-hmm. I'm going to go out and probably go to my parents and drink.
Yeah.
And watch it outside by the fire and take the Monday off.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think you're right. I think you take Friday off.
Extend
it that way.
Most times.
Because it's almost like a short work week and a long weekend.
Exactly. Well, and if you take a Monday off, it is. But Tuesday, I almost like just like, all right, I'm getting into it. Monday, here we go. And then you take that Friday off. Thursday becomes the new Friday then. So really, you're working 3.5 days. Yeah. Let's be honest.
I think you're right on
You're
this.
Working half a day on Thursday. But then when you come back to work, that's the hard mm-hmm. part. That's the hard part. So that's why taking Monday off, you just make Tuesday harder to come back to. You come back Monday, well, now you got a shorter work week. You're used to having a shitty Monday anyways. You might as well take the Friday.
And I bring this up because this is a very important question to when we do go to 3-day weekends. Is it going to be the Monday or is it going to be the Friday?
Unfortunately,
how does that work? Do we vote on that?
Our job will never be, I don't think our job will ever be a 4-day.
No.
It will never have it. We got to be, unless we voice track.
And I can't really bitch about that either. It's not like I'm out there swinging a hammer, breaking up concrete.
I know. You and I were talking about it today. We're like, oh, yeah, well, let's see. I'm going to get everything done so I can go home and take a nap before
our live broadcast at Applebee's.
Where we sit and talk.
Right, have a good time and entertain people.
An hour and a half and get paid for it.
Yeah.
You know? We are a couple little bitches.
Yeah.
You know what? I've learned it. We're a couple little bitches.
You get comfortable, man. You need to take yourself out of the element once in a
you
while.
You have to. You know what? You and I need to go do like boot camp, like once every couple months.
Like a dirty job boot camp.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go out and actually go swing a hammer and do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
What would you like to do? If you're like, hey, the Plan B Morning Show is going to go out and do a job. What job do you do?
I would love to farm.
A farm?
I miss the farm. When I was back home over Thanksgiving break, if I could at this point in my life have a small farm, like 10 acres, because growing up, we hobby farmed is what we called it. We weren't, our livelihood wasn't based on the farm. Mm-hmm. My dad was a teacher. My mom was an office manager, but we still had a 100-acre farm. We had way too many cattle. We had more than what we needed. Mm-hmm. But I loved farming. I absolutely love farming.
And something about that, man. I've never experienced it, but just being out in the country. Like I was at a buddy's house last night, and he kind of has kind of a farm-style house out off the grid in the country. You look out his backyard, and it's just cornfields.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's just a feeling I'm having right now, kind of like putting myself in the element. I'm like, dude, that'd be badass.
Well, and it's funny is, and I always, when I go home and dad has a list of chores for me to do, and when you finish those chores, you finish these projects, like you have that every single day. And it's always like, without trying to wax poetic too much, it's that a day of hard work well done.
Yeah.
You know, and you get that done, and like my brother's living on the old farm. My dad's up on top at the end of the driveway on a farm there. And so we got cattle and sheep and beef. My brother has the petting farm now. But there's always projects. There's always something to do. If you're a dairy farmer, you're up every single day. You have to milk those cows at least twice a day. Mm-hmm. Some of the big dairy farms, you know, and a lot of stuff's gone robotic and everything like that. But
not to mention just the satisfaction of finishing work like that.
You finish, there's a nice hard day, and then you go in and you have a nice hearty meal at the end of the night. That's something I've always enjoyed.
It's kind of the feeling of when you, I mean, maybe it's a bad comparison, but when you get like done mowing the lawn. And you like stand there and you look at it.
It's absolutely the same thing. It's still, you know, there's something you have to be done. Mm-hmm. Mowing the lawn, you could equate to cutting the hay,
right?
You know, or raking the hay. Like you're like, all right, I got to get this done. We got to get it in before the rain comes. And you get that job done. It's a labor intensive job well done.
Would you say growing up the way you did on a farm, working the way you did? I mean, would you say that it made you a better person?
Oh, absolutely. And I agree. Not taking anything away from people who grew up in the city, but the work ethic that I got from that, it has carried on tenfold into my adult life.
And you know what, dude? I have realized that. I have recognized that. There have been things that we've done where we could have easily we didn't have to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's a couple times before, like with the podcast or that's just a kind of a weird example, but you know, like we don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was a couple times where we had to go do something, and you're like, "No, dude, no, we're doing it."
Well, I appreciate
we're
that.
We're getting this done, and you know what that comes from?
Yeah,
like you could have not have done it and gotten away with it. Nobody would have said anything, and it would have been fine. Oh. But in the back of your brain, you would have been like, "Dude, you would have thought about it." You're like, "Dude, you know what? Because that's going to snowball to other things."
It's easy to become, and I appreciate you saying that. And you have a hell of a work ethic too, you know, and it comes with something that. You know, it can snowball. And believe me, being lazy, I would love to just sit on my ass and do nothing. Right. That's the dream, man.
And you can work, too. Yeah, I mean, you can do both.
You can do both. But what I like to do is I like to earn my time off, like my days off. Like, whether it's raking leaves. Mm-hmm. Like, believe me, I could have, you know, just whatever. I'll get it next year, or I'll just whatever. But you know, it's certain things you do, and it's easy to let that snowball, like you said, into that lazy mentality. And even though it sucks, even though there's times where you don't want to do it, I think that's also a mentality. And not to be like a younger generation, that's what worries me about all the automation. Mm-hmm. Is it's going to take away the work ethic?
Yeah.
There's a work ethic that I think needs to be instilled in everyone. It definitely does something
for your personality, your life. Other people obviously see it. There's, you know, like for instance, it's not that I'm like extremely lazy, but I like to kick my feet up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just kind of a position I'm comfortable in. I like to be in. But when people walk by the studio and see that, they're like, "Look at this motherfucker! Yeah. He is not working. He is
this lazy piece of shit."
And it's like, you know. But I kind of am. So, like I said, you can have both.
No, yeah, for sure.
But there's nothing. The people that don't work hard and get that satisfaction out of working hard are missing something in life.
Some of the best days that I have are days after I've worked hard all day. and just knowing how good that beer is going to taste, knowing how good it's going to be done with that job,
right,
crossing that thing off of your checkoff yeah. list, your chore list.
Yeah.
Dude, that's one of the best goddamn feelings in the world. It is. It's fantastic.
After a long day of work, you tend to party a little bit harder,
you just,
too.
Yeah,
you get motivated after. You're like, all right, we're done. Let's go do something.
I fucking earned this drunk right. that I'm going to get on tonight. That's right.
Which is probably why you see, 5 o'clock, go to any bar.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see probably a few, I'm not just saying construction workers, but guys that work their ass off all day.
Yep.
Guys that are doing physical labor.
Yep.
You'll see them at 5 o'clock at the bar drinking their favorite beer. Not getting hammered, but just enjoying it because I just worked my ass off all day.
You just get to sit and go, whew, that was a good day of work. Yeah. There's nothing better. Yeah, it's hard to beat, man. It's hard to beat. And it's even better when it's a 3-day weekend. Well, good enough. That was, just our rant on 3-day weekends.
Did we work hard today?
No, we did not.
We didn't.
We did not. I'm going to work hard on that nap, though, later. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
I'm going to go home and work one out.
Yeah. I'm going to go work my dick hard. What? This is a nice podcast. Then we end it with just beating the shit out of our dicks. Just working it. God damn it, Hunter.
Blow it.